My talk today is going to be on the exposure to health information in the mass media and its association to healthy lifestyle behaviors and health status in a national sample of American adults. So first of all, I have no conflict of interest to declare. I wish to acknowledge my faculty advisor, Professor Hornick, at the Annenberg School for Communication for his advice and comments on an earlier manuscript of this paper. My school, the Annenberg School for Communication, and the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly for providing the travel funding for this conference. The mass media and its various outlets are awash with all kinds of health information that bombard us every day. Consumers are becoming more and more reliant on health information that they encounter during their routine use of the mass media, be it for news or for entertainment or just for information. Compared to the active searching for health information, these encounters with health information on the mass media can actually occurs more frequently. And it's indeed the proverbial 600-pound gorilla that demands more research. We can define health media exposure as an individual's collective consumption of health information through various media sources such as television, print, or the internet. There's a lot of research on describing the content or the quality or the nature of health information that is being portrayed in the mass media. Comparatively, fewer research try to describe whether this routine exposure all the time during our use of the mass media can affect an individual's health behavior, or even more importantly, distal health outcomes such as health status. So that's where this study hopes to contribute to the body of research by looking at three different research questions. Firstly, is health media exposure associated with the adoption of healthy lifestyle behaviors? Second, is health media exposure associated with more distal health outcomes, such as health status? And the third question is, does healthy lifestyle behavior mediate that relationship between health media exposure and health status? So this is a depiction of the hypothesized mediation model that I use in doing this analysis. The model assumes that media exposure leads to changes in health status, but it is also plausible that someone's health status can precede their attentiveness to various health information that they encounter in the mass media. However, in this paper, I'm arguing that health media exposure comprises mainly of information that is embedded within the natural media environment that someone will be unable to directly influence or anticipate in advance. So while it is possible that someone who is afflicted with a particular health condition can be seeking or actively seeking for health information through books or internet or the internet, it is perhaps less likely that they will be predisposed to bump into various kinds of health information on their condition compared to healthier individuals. So the analysis that I'm going to be describing uses data from the Annenberg National Health Communication Survey. It's funded by the Annenberg Schools for Communication, both at UPenn and at the University of Southern California, and also with support from the Annenberg Foundation Trust at Sunnylands. Survey participants are U.S. adults 18 years and older who are sampled based on a random digit dialing list. This is a web-based survey conducted monthly by Knowledge Networks, our survey contractor. The data is from 16,297 participants who were interviewed between January 2005 and September 2009. The survey completion rate ranged from 52 to 79%, and the recruitment response rate ranged between 26 to 34% across those months. So these are the various key measures that I've included in the analysis. Self-reported health status was based on a single item, asking respondents whether they would say that their health is between excellent or very poor on a scale of 1 to 6. The various control variables included demographic variables, the usual suspects, age, gender, education, ethnicity, and income, and other variables such as the visits to number of visits to health professionals and the interpersonal sources of health information, such as friends and family. So I want to describe a little bit more about this health media exposure measure. This measure is a composite scale that comprises the attention to various sources of health information, including general newspapers and magazines, medical magazines or newsletters, TV news programs, and other non-news TV programs, and the internet. So to give you a sense of how we ask about attention to health information, this is one item that looked at the respondents' exposure to health information on general newspapers and general magazines in the past 30 days. And these two items were combined to look at the exposure to health information from the internet when the individual is not actively looking for information while using the internet. The Healthy Lifestyle Behavior Index is a composite index to measure the extent to which participants practice various lifestyle behaviors. And these were the five different behaviors that I've included into the index: exercise, fruit and vegetables intake, number of cigarettes smoked per day, and the number of days where they had five or more alcoholic drinks. And to give you a sense of how we measured that, these are the two items that were used to ask about their exercise behavior. Some of the analytic tools that we used bivariate pairwise correlations, multivariate ordinary least squares regressions to look at the relationships between the key measures of exposure, healthy lifestyle behaviors, and health status. We also did a formal mediation test using the Sobel's test as recommended by Kenny and Baron. And we applied post-stratification weights to account for the specific study sample design. So I move on to the findings. So these are the pairwise correlations between the key measures. And we can see that there are strong positive significant correlations between health media exposure and healthy lifestyle behavior, and also between healthy lifestyle behavior and health status. There's a small negative and significant correlation between exposure to health information in the media and health status. The results here are controlling for the various control variables that I've mentioned earlier. So if I can draw your attention to the first column, which is looking at how health media exposure predicts healthy lifestyle behavior, there's a positive and a significant coefficient there. The second column looks at the association between health media exposure and health status. And the final column looks at that association after we've included healthy lifestyle behavior. And we see that the coefficient for health media exposure is no longer significant in the final column. So coming back to the hypothesized mediation model, we found that the mediated path that was hypothesized was significant based on the Sobel's test. So this meant that the effects of health media exposure on health status is mediated through the engagement of healthy lifestyle behavior. In summary, health media exposure is positively associated with engaging in healthy lifestyle behaviors. Health media exposure has a small positive association with health status, controlling for various confounders. And the relationship between health media exposure and health status may be mediated through their engagement in healthy lifestyle behaviors. So some limitations of the study: we are unable to draw causal inferences because of the cross-sectional nature of the study design. The sources of health information were limited to media sources, including print television and the internet. So we've excluded radio and movies, which were not captured in the survey. There is a potential for social desirability bias when we are asking someone to report their own health behaviors, smoking, alcohol drinking, and so on. But various studies have found that self-reported measures can be a relatively reliable proxy to such behaviors. And finally, the low study response rate limits the level of generalizability of the findings, but we would like to draw your attention to the fact that this was a nationwide random digit dial sample, very similar to most other studies. The response rate was fairly comparable to such study designs. So some implications to the findings. Exposure to health information in the media does matter for individual health behaviors and perhaps even health status in the longer term. Contrary to concerns that health information in the media can sometimes be counterproductive because the quality is so variable, this study showed that there is a positive association between someone's reported health media exposure and their health behaviors and also their health status. So with that, I thank you for your attention, and I look forward to the discussion later on. Thank you.